Now, I was wondering who would like to do the Bible reading this morning, and then I thought, no, let's give lots of people a go. So you've got to pick one person on your table. It needs to be someone who can read and has brought the right glasses with them. And you need now to get the reading on your table and read it to the rest of your table. And the worship group needs to, so one of you needs to read it to the others. There you go. Gather round. Don't get too close. And when your table's finished reading, if you could put your hands up, that'd be great. Where'd I put my fish? Okay, I've seen lots of hands up. If you're colouring your fish in after the service when we're having our meal, we're going to be judging the fish. So your pudding could swing on whether or not your fish is looking fish-like. Oh, I don't know why I showed you mine. Okay, is everybody finished reading? Brilliant, well done. So, did you notice something about Simon Peter's wow moment? We've been thinking about our front lines, haven't we, for a few weeks. Did you notice that Peter's wow moment didn't happen at church? It didn't happen at anything special, it happened at work, on his front line. That's where he met Jesus. Now that's a challenge to us, isn't it? What an amazing thing. And it was on the Sea of Galilee, but because we read it from Luke's Gospel, he calls it by its local name, which is Gennesaret. Okay? And it happened just after he did something that Jesus told him to do. Did you notice that? Jesus said, Peter, I want you to go out a bit further and put your net over the side. And Peter's thinking, as you or I would have done, I'm a fisherman, Jesus. I know this lake like the back of my hand. I've been out all night. The fish are over there. They're over the other side. There's nothing here. But he did it because he was obedient to what Jesus said. He did what Jesus told him. And when he did what Jesus told him, he had a wow moment. And the wow was not about the fish, was it? What was it about? What was it that made Peter, what was the big wow moment for Peter? First of all, there's too many fish, isn't there? There's more fish, and he had to get his mates with another boat to come and help. So there's now two boats. And they're not enough. It says they began to sink. There were so many fish. But that's not the wow moment. The wow moment is when Peter turns to Jesus and he says, Jesus, go away. I'm a sinful man. And what he's noticed is that Jesus is holy. First of all, he's realised that Jesus is awesome because he knew where the fish was and nobody else did. But now he's recognised that Jesus is holy. So our fish, where's our fish? So have a quick look at your fish and just think, on that picture I've got some words around the edge. I've got holy and awesome and merciful. And these are all things that Jesus is. But for Peter's wow moment, the first thing he realises is that Jesus is awesome because he got all those fish. And then he realises that Jesus is holy. And he says, oh, don't come near me because I'm not very holy, Lord. And do you know what Jesus does? He doesn't say, you're right, Peter, you're not holy, and throw him over the side, does he? No. He says, Peter, don't be afraid. He says, Peter, it's all right. It's all right. Now, that's because Jesus is merciful. All three of those words around your fish describe things that Jesus is. And that's how he is towards us.